Welcome to Success Gyan Podcast. This is Surendran Jayashekhar, founder and CEO of Success Gyan. Success Gyan is India's leading platform for personal and professional development. Our goal is to make 8 p.m. the learning hour in this country. So every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m., we'll be bringing the world's best trainers to speak on topics which will help you to become a better version of yourself in every area of your life. We will never know our full potential until we push ourselves to find it. Today's episode, we have India's leading personal impact coach, Chinna Raheja, who will help us understand how to unlock our full potential. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Hello and welcome to today's episode, everyone. Today, we are going to talk about how you can unlock your full potential, become the best version of yourself by using your presence. Now, your presence is your superpower. And we'll be discussing today how your presence can unlock your potential. So what do I mean when I say your presence is your superpower? Well, it's the idea that the way you show up in the world, which is your energy, your demeanor, your body language, it can all have a wonderful effect on the people around you. And your presence is not just about what you say. It is how you say it. It is not just about you showing up. It is how you show up. So when we talk about presence, what comes to your mind? Is it how you walk into a room? Is it the way you speak? Or the way you interact with others? Or is it the energy that you emit? Well, it's all of these things and so much more. Your presence can either draw people towards you or your presence can push people away from you. Your presence can inspire confidence and trust, or your presence can create unease. It can create tension between people. So in short, your presence can be a beautiful game changer in any situation, and you can use it to work for you rather than against you. Your presence has a huge impact on your personal and your professional relationships. That is where it matters the most, in my opinion. When you show up as a confident person with a positive attitude, people are more likely to be receptive to your ideas, to your opinions. They're more likely to trust you and they want to work with you. And when you're able to cultivate this strong presence, you are more likely to feel good about yourself. You're more likely to feel more confident about your abilities. But it's not just about how your presence affects others. It's also about how your presence affects you. When you are able to tap into your presence, trust me, you will feel more in control of your life. You will feel more in control of your destiny. You'll be more confident in your decisions and you'll be less affected by circumstances which are outside of you, over which you have no control. So what I mean to say is that you will be less reactive and more proactive. And isn't that such a beautiful thing to be? We all strive for that, don't we? So have you come across people who just exude positive energy? You know, they walk into a room and they just light it up. They make everyone feel good just by being around them. Their energy is so infectious, right? That's the power of presence. And one example of this I can give you is Oprah Winfrey. I have studied her in a lot of her speeches and when she's on stage and also from her show. And Oprah's entire presence has been described as magnetic by just so many people. She's so magnetic, she just draws people to her. She's warm, she is engaging, she is relatable. She talks about things that people can relate to. And her presence is so powerful that she's been able to connect with millions of people around the world. She's been able to inspire them to pursue their dreams. But Oprah's presence did not develop overnight. It can't happen overnight. It took years of hard work. What it needs is a lot of self-reflection. What it needs is personal growth. Oprah has worked amazingly on her communication skills, building her confidence, and becoming more authentic in her interactions with others. That's why I love the way she shows up, either on camera or on stage, or even if you see her interacting with her peers. Another person with a beautiful, powerful presence was Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. What a humble presence he had. What a charismatic presence he had. And he inspired people from all walks of life. He had the ability to inspire and motivate people to take action. And Dr. Kalam's presence was grounded in his deep sense of purpose. He was committed to serving the people of India, and it showed up in the way he used to interact with people. He worked, you know, almost tirelessly to promote education, you know, innovation, scientific development in the country. He was so passionate about all of that. And it was his presence which also helped him become a very respected leader of our country. And he's still a role model for so many Indians. So how can you develop a charismatic, powerful presence like Oprah or like Dr. Kalam? First and foremost, you've got to be authentic. The more you are yourself, the more authentically you'll be able to show up. Be yourself. Don't try to be someone you're not. Fake it till you make it doesn't work in a lot of environments. Okay? People can sense when someone is being fake, and it can be a turn off. So, understand who you are. Do you know who you are? And if you're here on the Success Gyan podcast, I'm very sure that you are a lifelong learner and you have already begun the journey of personal development. So congratulations, because these are some of the first few steps you will take to start becoming more authentic. How else can you build up your presence? Work on your communication skills. It is so important, specifically in today's world where we are so distracted by, you know, things like screens, phones, cameras. We are distracted by the internet, and we have stopped actually engaging with each other in meaningful conversations, in meaningful dialogues. So start working on your communication. Be clear, be concise, be confident in your communication. Speak with authority, speak with conviction. Let the people around you know what you stand for. And for that, of course, you have to do some self-work to figure out what you stand for, right? Once you know that, then it becomes easier to communicate. Once you know your thoughts well, then it is easier to communicate well. But do start working on your communication skills. That is the single most criteria for you to be able to create a strong presence. Third is develop your confidence. Believe in yourself. Believe in your abilities. Of course, this can take time sometimes, and definitely it needs practice. Confidence is a very powerful presence. Confidence shows up in the way you carry yourself. Confidence shows up in the way you walk into a room. It shows up in the way you make eye contact and smile at people. Confidence shows up in the way you carry clothes on yourself. So, developing all of this, your abilities on the inside and how you show up on the outside, can show a powerful presence. And fourth, and this I think is the secret key ingredient. Fourth is be present. Look, your presence is a present. And for that, you need to be present in the moment. You've got to be alive here, right now, in this moment. Are you focusing on the person in front of you? Or are you in your head? Trust me, most of us live in our heads. There is a constant mental chatter going on inside of us. And we forget to focus on the person who's right there. We forget to focus on the situation right in front of us. This moment. Can you give this moment your undivided attention? And when you do that, your entire being, which is your physical presence, emotional presence, mental presence, your spiritual presence, your soul is there in your body. And it is there grounded in that moment. And people then feel it. That is when people feel your presence, when you are present in your body, in your spirit. When you do that, it shows respect and it helps you connect more authentically and show up in your presence. Your presence is your superpower. It's the energy that you bring to any situation. And it has such a huge, significant impact on the people around you. I hope this episode is going to inspire you to start building up a powerful, charismatic, magnetic presence for yourself. I hope you found this episode valuable. Until next time, keep shining.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm sure this podcast helped you in understanding how to unlock our full potential. Do share this with your friends, family, or anyone whom you think needs this information. Chinna Raija will be live in the upcoming masterclass and summits. For more details, log into www.sgsummits.com.